Great evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. I am your host tonight, Michonne Ayle. We have a great show for you, an exclusive interview with international speaker Nana Churcher. Now, you guys, I hope that you guys are ready. Listen, I want us to be very, very sensitive that it is we're in different time zones all over the world. So we're going to not waste any time, and we're going to bring on Nana Churcher now, international speaker. Words are food that nourish the mind and soul. And those words can trigger sight for someone to see things they have never seen before, whether in themselves or in a situation or in their circumstances. The power of your words help to uplift the human spirit. One can upgrade his or her self-worth and cultivate charisma by affirmation and action. In this book, Nana Churcher, she hopes to motivate and inspire as many people as possible to rediscover the value of positive words. I'm going to let her tell you in her own words. We want to welcome Nana Churcher, international speaker and author, to our show, all the way from London. So, Nana, welcome, and welcome.
We're so grateful
that you could be with us in such an ungodly hour, but it's such a blessed hour. Thank you again for joining us, and let's dive right into it. I just read just a little bit about your book. And and the book title is, and I'll let you, in your own words, I'll let you set this book up for our listening audience.
I'm so thankful. Thank you so much for having me. You said ungodly hour. Yes, I had to sleep and get up. I said, oh my goodness. You know, because I spend a lot of time in LA, so I am used to that time zone, so that's fine. Thank you for having me. The power of your words. You know, before I start, and also hello to everyone, your great listeners, thank you for tuning in. The power of your words, it's a book that I've conceived for 20 years, and last year it was time for me to birth it out. Words are powerful. Words are seeds. You know, as we all know that the great book, the Bible, says that, you know, life and death lies in the power of our tongue. And so whatever we say is either going to make us or is going to break us. Do you agree with me, my dear?
I totally 1,000 agree with you. I concur. Amen.
Yes. And there's a saying that, you know, first thing you're going to have to know in order to be a person of faith and power is your words. Our words govern everything. The world was created by words. So I found out that most of the people around me were, you know, anything, we say anything anyhow without giving a thought to it. And then as time went on, it materialized. And then you wonder what happened, you know. So I'm a very, very positive person. I'm very mindful of words that are coming from me. And I'm also mindful of the words that people speak into my life and around me. So I thought I will bring out this book to help my first of all, myself, my community, my friends, or to be mindful of the things that they say, because words, as I said, are seeds. So whatever you're saying, you're putting it out there to manifest for you, whether good or bad. And so that is why the power of your words came about.
Wow, truly appreciate your transparency and being able to tap within yourself through the power of the word of God and be able to use those instruments of those words of wisdom, those words of life, and those words of encouragement and inspiration. And you've been able to take that in your own journey and be able to transform that into a readable, practical literature that allows people to, again, prompt their spirit, to rejuvenate themselves, understanding that power of, like you said, of life, the power of words is life and death. And so you have what you say that you have. I appreciate that. That's such an awesome message. You guys are listening to Nana Churcher right here on Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. Now, we have a few people that's on the board already. And so we want to give you a chance, Nana, to be able to just tell people, how did your journey begin, not just with the book, but how did you discover the power with all the things, especially in such a time like this? I think this is such a positive message with the human spirit, uplifting the human spirits through the power of words. You know, it nourishes you. I'll let you tell us in your own words how your journey began.
My journey began, I'm a TV host. I have my own show called The Nana Churcher Show. I'm a mother. I'm a mother of four beautiful kids and also married to a pastor. Many, many years ago, next month I celebrate my 47th birthday. Hooray, praise be to God. And so when I was growing up back home, originally I'm from Ghana. Do you know where Ghana is?
Yes. many people that I know from Ghana. Many people.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So growing up, I had a dream. Back then, I didn't even know that it was a dream, you know. I was like, when I grow up, I just want to be be a great person, just get to meet people and build an empire and, you know, enjoy life. But I just didn't know how to go about it. But I knew that in school, I love telling stories and I love asking people questions. I just connect with people. I think that is a gift that I was blessed with. So when I finished preparatory school and secondary school, I knew that I wanted to be a show host, a TV host, because I was always doing well in English. And then fast forward, I traveled to the UK, and it was hard. I was telling people about these big dreams that I had. Oh, I want to be a talk show host, interview people, because I was watching a lot of the Oprah Winfrey show. So, you know, who doesn't want to be like Oprah Winfrey? But
right.
It was hard. It could be like nobody was understanding the vision that I had. It was so much blowing my mind. Then I gave it up for a while. It was either a TV host or air hostess, because I love traveling as well. So I pursued a traveling course and, you know, started working with an airline company. I couldn't fly because I'm not, I'm 5'1", and then you needed to be 5'3" or 5'4" to be an air hostess. So then the husband came along. So it was like my dreams was pushed aside. I got married. The kids started popping up, but this dream of mine of being a TV host was so eating me up. And I was always saying that one day I'm going to be a big TV host and I'm going to travel the world and I'm going to do this and I'm going to... I was always talking about it and speaking it out loud. And then one day, when after my last one, I had three girls and a boy, I was just in a quiet place when I heard a voice that, okay, now you can pursue your dream. And I'm like, what? Because I was going from people to people, TV stations. Nobody was listening to me. So a friend of ours was having a birthday party, and the MC did not turn up. So they said, Nana, we know you're always talking to people, and so why don't you be stepping for the MC? That was the first time. And I did it so lovely. I was interacting with the guests, and I came home after that. Everybody was congratulating. They said, you know, you did so well. I came home and I told my husband, I said, this is it. I'm going to start my TV show. So he gave me his blessing. And because, you know, I come back to the power of your words, because I was speaking it and saying it and speaking it and saying it, a week later, a friend of ours had come back from Afghanistan from, you know, and he said he was going to pursue videography. And so I told him that, you know what, I have a show. And I seem not to get anybody to understand this show that I have. So would you be my camera guy? And he said, yes. So he brought his cameras. We went to the barber shop down the road. And I told the barber guy, I'm starting a show. And it's called Another Church Show. And I want you to be my first guest. So that day, the owner of the barber shop was my guest. And everybody in the salon was the audience in the barber shop. And we had a fantastic time, and that was how my show was best. And since then, I haven't looked back. So we shot the pilot, and then it's amazing, as I said, if you have a dream and you have something that you're talking about, and it's a gift from above, in a way, God places people your way at the right time for you to go to the next level. So I happened to be at an event, and a CEO of a TV station called Vox Africa was there, and I just walked up and said, oh, I have a show. I have a TV show. You will love it. And and he said, come to my office. Come see me. We book an appointment. I went. I took it. I had no idea about paying for airtime and, you know, I was just excited about my show. So I went to see him, and they told me the amount that one had to pay to get the show on TV, which is a big platform on the Sky platform. And so that kind of discouraged me. I came home crying my eyes out, and I forgot about it, and I went about my business. Then one day I got a call. I went to another event, met another radio CEO, and I told him about my show again. And he said, okay, bring it on radio. Let's see how it's going to work out. And then he said, when should I come and, you know, start this show on the radio? He said, tomorrow. And I'm like, you're just giving me 24 hours to start? He said, yeah, start. So what were you doing now? What I was doing was they put me on air from the comfort of my home, and then I would just either interview people or share motivational, positive words with people. And that was another way of birthing the show. And then it carried on. So one day I got a call from the TV station again. So what happened to the project you were doing? And I said, I didn't have money. So the guy said, why don't you start by doing it every other week? That will motivate you to, you know, work hard to get money to, you know, do that. I said, okay, fine. So I sat down with my wonderful husband again, bless him, and we pumped our money into it, our savings, and then we started the show. I was, interviewing people, and then it was every other week. Then MoneyGram saw it. They loved it. They decided to sponsor, and then it was every week. So about, I think it ran for like 2 years, and then internationally I connected with a publicist in LA, and she invited me. That was my first time of crossing the pond. Came to LA to the Merge Summit and met some fantastic celebrities, from Brandy to Mary to, and I started doing international interviews, and then the rest is history.
Well, we thank you so much for spending some much needed time getting some rest. One, I hope that you are resting, and especially we'll be able to get back to rest at such an hour that it is. And we appreciate you so much for joining us. You guys, you're listening to Nana Church, an international speaker mother.
I mean, listen, we can describe her in so many different attributes, but I want to just share with you that the human spirit that Nana Churcher is projecting in this earth is much needed in such a time. And I really hope you much more success as a mentor, and with children, because children come with different, oh my God, so many different issues. And that we learn through being parents to our children some of the strongest points, being a woman and then being a motivational speaker and then international. We appreciate your dedication. We appreciate your tenacity. We appreciate your hard work and just trusting in yourself. And we know that it's not easy. As you saying that the journey, had ups and downs because of the difficulties of raising the funds for the vision that you had and other people not really knowing or not being able to see the vision the way that you've seen it. And especially if you're a visionary or a creative, entrepreneur, the spirit of the Most High God rests on you, and it won't let you go until you bring forth whatever the vision is. So I can understand the wrestle and the challenge. And so I want to tell you that we appreciate you. We know that, there's a lot of work yet still to be done. And with the business part of your business, and also with your pastor, your husband being a pastor, and how you say he came along, can you share with us a little bit more how he came along?
Well, my husband is a blessing. We Easter Sunday, we celebrated 22 years of marriage. And from day one, he has supported me from day one in everything that I've been doing. And that is very important when it comes to choosing a spouse or a partner, because it's each and every one of us have a calling or a gift or a talent that is needed in this world, in the community, in the family. And so when you team up with someone, especially marriage or in a life journey, it's very important, because that person, it can make you or break you, in sense of bringing out the best out of you. And so when we got together, and I told him that, this is what I wanted to do, at the right time, he said, yes, I give you my blessing. I mean, I will support you so far as, he didn't even talk about what you're going to bring money-wise. So he said, I just give you my blessing. And so he's been, there were days I wanted to quit and, because nobody was understanding. But he pushed me. And he prays with me. He was supporting me financially. So now that, thank God, I am bringing in money as well. But financially, he was supporting me. He praying with me, encouraging me, buying me books. He's my manager. It's really, really helped. And with the book as well, when I decided to write the book, He was typing it, because I do a lot of traveling, so he was helping me type. I will write and he would type, and then he said, why don't you type it? And then when I'm tired, I'll just scribble it down, and then So he's been he's a hands-on person or husband from day one, and also in raising the kids. Sometimes I say, you have to be the woman and I have to be the man, because he's like, super hands-on. So it's been a blessing.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the airlines. I know that we have our station manager who's always support on our calls. So we want to see if she would like to speak and open up the phone lines and see if our other guests would like to just share any positive comments or, you know, how words of wisdom, how words have transformed their lives, how the affirmations or positive, anything that is positive have helped create something that, like you said, your journey of being able to say that you're going to have a TV show and actually seeing that manifest into a reality where you didn't know how, but yet it happened. So we're going we're just going to open up the phone line just a little bit. Give me just a second. Gigi, you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here with you guys.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we are talking with international speaker Nana Churcher, and we're talking about her book, The Power of Positive Words. And, The Power of Your Words, my apologies, The Power of Your Words and how it does transform your life. So we're giving you opportunity this to be able to speak with our sister here. We don't want to hold her too much longer. We want to give her as much opportunity as she needs to say what she needs to say so she can get some rest. It's pretty early over there in London.
I have like the two friends out there in London.
Okay.
Okay. And I like the how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'd like to ask you, what inspired you to write your book?
What? Come again?
What inspired you to write your book?
What inspired me to write my book?
Uh-huh.
What inspired me was, as I said earlier on, was, you know, first of all, I saw that my words, whatever I have said growing up, has come into manifestation with my TV show and other bits that I wanted to do, seeing it manifest. And also, because I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, I knew that words are seeds. Whatever we say, words are spirit. Whatever we said or whatever we say would definitely either the angels hacking on it or the demons hacking on it and work it to your favor. And so I'm very mindful of what people say and what people said around me or even to themselves. And so I wanted to use my book as a medium to teach and help those around me and those that wherever I go, be mindful of what they say. So that was my inspiration.
That's great.
Thank you.
There's such a humility in the sounds of your words and your journey, and it is something that most believers would know. You know, it's like spirit, kindred spirit. You know, when you walk in a certain a lifestyle, you're able to witness to others like-minded or like spirit in this case. So we truly appreciate you, Nana, for joining us and sharing this. Now, there with the TV show, you say you guys have been running for, was it 3 or 6 years? How long has it been?
Now, this year is going to be our eighth anniversary.
Your eighth anniversary.
September.
Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's so exciting.
We are all over the world. I mean, I do a lot of stuff in LA. Through that, I've done, I do the Nana Lounge with the Grammys. I did the Oscars. This February, we did the Oscars. We did the Grammys. And then I do Essence. We were going to come to Essence. I've been doing Essence, coming to Essence, interviewing almost guests and everybody, you know, the Essence Festival. And this year, because of the COVID, you know, it's been canceled. So we're not traveling till, you know, we till next year, it's canceled till next year. But what I wanted to chip in is, you know, even in such a time like this, you know, the words that we speak, it's words are so, so important. Apart from even speaking positive words, the people that we come across, you know, and you, as we're saying, you're saying, Nana, we appreciate you, and that which lifts my spirit up. And most of the time, we don't see that speaking into people's lives, you know, mm-hmm. be it our spouses, be it our children, be it our friends, it's very important. The little words that we speak into people's lives, you know, build them up, lighten something around them. But we live, another thing, if I should can say, that also inspired me, that we live in a world that is so full of negativity. You know, everybody is able to jump into speaking something negative. You ask somebody, how are you? It's always the negative comes out before they think about the positive. And so I thought, no, we should change it. We should... Somebody asks you, Nana, how are you? I'm great. I'm thankful. I'm dancing. Oh, you know, life is hard, this and that. And, you know, and it just takes you down low. And I remember when the book was coming out, somebody said, oh, you know, it's not all rosy, and it's all not positive and all that. And this is what I said to her. I said, I know that, but then would you rather not say something positive to lighten yourself up? Would you rather want to die or live? She said, I want to live. I said, so why don't you speak words that will make you live? You know, and sometimes we don't think about that. We always think of the circumstance that we're in without using our words to get us out of that circumstance. And also in everything, in relationship, in everything, you know, the way we speak to people can make them or break them. So I also wanted to teach people how we have to be mindful of the things we say to people.
Such a powerful message. Thank you again, Nana. I mean, these words are like, what do you call affirmation for me, because this is the this is what I grew up with. I grew up with these teachings and these principles, and I teach these principles every day of my life. Is if I cannot always tell you with the words that I speak how important you are to me, but I can show you demonstration and power through my actions. Sometimes it speaks louder than the words. Because sometimes the words in translation get lost. We speak a lot of different languages here on this earth. And so I appreciate you being able to articulate yourself in such a way that allows people to take hold, take time, and think about what it is that they want to say to admonish another person. Especially with times like this, it's really important. I appreciate your spirit, and again, having that type of humility and that type of love for the people on the earth, the people of God, and be able to encourage them with wisdom and to get and let them know that they're not alone is a great message. And we definitely support you now. How would people on social media be able to follow you or get involved in anything that you're doing? And would you have any avenues for them to reach out to?
Yes, on my social media handler is Nana Churcher. So I have a YouTube channel for the show, which is the Nana Churcher Show. And then on Facebook is Nana Churcher, Instagram Nana Churcher, Twitter Nana Churcher. So if you type in Nana, N-A-N-A, and Churcher is church with E-R at the end, you will find me.
And I know that, Nana, with coming from home, and having those principles. And I grew up with different spiritual leaders, different apostles, bishops, and so on. They came from different countries. And the unitedness that happens when people that are international, because we are an international race of people, get together,
yeah,
and we come together on one accord, it makes the difference. And so,
yes,
I know with you traveling, you have to be able to continue to keep that spirit, that like-minded spirit, not be tainted by the world, that you have to be rooted and grounded in your
yeah,
faith and what you believe. So I truly
yeah,
appreciate your dedication to the word that has materialized into manifestation of that vision that you had. I mean, I believe that the more energy you put into that and the more obedient that you be to the vision that wake you up in the middle of the night like this, you know, being across the world, you know, all the way in London. I mean, who knew that, you know, I mean, yes, we booked it and so on, but who knew, like, from moment to moment where you would be and how your words would change someone's life. So I want to give you an opportunity before we go to the air and take the next caller. I want to give you an opportunity, Nana, to be able to just speak into our listeners that may be struggling through this time of uncertainty, if you would.
Yes, I know we are in a time that it's just unbelievable. But one thing I know for sure is that the good Lord takes care of his own. And I just shared on my post, I think, 2 days ago, and I'm just going to see if I can pull it up. It's in Matthew. It talks about the birds. It says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they are? And because I saw, and then it says, the lily, look at the lily of consider the lilies of the field, and, you know, they don't spin, but look at how beautiful it is. And so he says, who is man that God is mindful of? There is nothing, absolutely nothing that God cannot do for you or me. So one thing I say to people, I said, hold on to your faith. Have hope. Ask, pray, and believe, and ask, talk to people. If you need to speak to someone, call someone and speak to them. Apart from that, just hold on. I've been in situations where I thought that was the end. That was the end of the world for me. But then one way or the other, one thing I come back and say, my word. I kept saying, God, I know you will come through for me. God, I know you will come through for me. And sometimes the last minute, just like 1 minute to the time that I so needed him, he comes through. And then I would say, God, why did you let me cry for all this time before you came through? You know? So he will come through for you, my dear. He would definitely come through. You just have to hold on to your faith, pray and believe and be still and be mindful of the things that will come out of your mouth, especially in times like this. It's so important.
Wow. You are so right. I mean, it is so important, and we thank you again for sharing with us your words of wisdom in such a time like this. It truly is inspirational to know that someone cares, that someone time to say something positive in such a such an uncertain time. But as you said, in holding on to those things that give you hope, holding on to those things that bring you value and give you words that give you power and strength and joy and love, and those things we can take and it can strengthen us. it can strengthen us in the most profound way, to give us the boost that we need to carry on from day to day. So, again, we appreciate you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We know that it's not an easy task, but hopefully with the lack of travel now, with the social distance in place, you're able to at least catch up on some rest, because the one thing that I realized through this whole thing is I had not been resting. I've been traveling myself, and I had no rest. So I hope that you can appreciate the rest now. Through all this.
Oh, yeah. definitely. We you see, life. We. I was having a conversation where I said, life is simple. Life is so simple, but we humans make it so complicated. You know, you can have a wonderful life. You can have. You don't need all these. We don't have to be maybe extravagant or, you know, the little things makes life beautiful. And I remember somebody asking me that, he said, how are you finding it? I said, I'm enjoying it, because if I'm not traveling, I'm at home. I'm a home girl. I just love being at home with the kids. So if I'm not doing and speaking or traveling or that, I'm home with the kids. And we have trained them. The first one is going to be 18. We've brought them up in a way that they love being at home. So thank God we haven't really been stressed out like, oh, we have to be out or we have to be this. And as you grow, you realize that for me, in all things, I say in all things, I give thanks and praise. He knows, like the way you're saying, he knows why he's allowed this thing to happen, so that we can sit down. Some people don't sit. They don't know how to sit. They're just going, going. So it's one, he allows some people to sit and reflect. It's allow people to sit and get to know their kids. I was telling somebody, you know, some people just, there is the child minders. I don't know how you call it in the States, but, you know, the babysitters that are taking care of our kids. So they don't even know their own kids. So being at home now is making you know a lot of things that maybe last year you didn't know, you know. So it's a time, I know it's hard time, that one is a fact, but it's a time for us to spend more time in his presence. It's a time for you to get to know him for yourself. You know, when you get to know him for yourself and you have those experiences, then when things are happening, you know that, oh, he will come through for me. He will come through for me. He will do this for me. He will do that for me. But if we go, and we're depending on people all the time, then we are lost. And by the time we realize age is coming on us and life is catching up, but it's time for you or for all of us, we sit, it's okay, God, what is in this for me? You know, some people maybe have to write a book. Some people have to sit down and get to know themselves. But because we're going to work, we're going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, so we don't get to know. So this is a still moment. If you are a believer like myself, or even as a human being, this is the time to sit down and say, okay, what is this in this for me? And if you sit still, something will pop out. You know, it's a good vacation for self development, for you to get to know you, your spouse, if you're married, if you're single, for you to, okay, what can I do in this moment to develop myself and get to know myself? If you're a mother, what is in this for me to get to know the kids? Yeah, how many kids do you have? And spending time with each and every one of them and just sitting, you know. Yeah. So there is a positive stuff in all this. The only thing I say is, you know, the losing of, you know, friends, families, and, you know, the people losing their jobs, and we're praying that, you know, the good Lord will take care of all of us. The positive side is that we are all growing. getting to know ourselves and also and birthing out something that we have postponed for years, you know.
Wow. I mean, my mind is blown. There, it's not a lot of people who have the spirit of calm now. You know, a lot of people are anxious and worried and feel with self-doubt. And as you said, Nana, you know, having self-determination right now in this season of life is very, very important. It's so important to the point that we have to be mindful, like you said, those relationships with our children, with our spouses, even those business relationships that we have near and far, you know, those people that matter the most to us. Now we get to take the time now that we didn't have before and reflect and call them up, video chat them, be more creative, find ways to spend time with each other to really find out who you are today, because a lot of times we just don't know. So with you being so busy and being a part of some of everything, I'm going to open up the lines. We have one caller that's been so gracious and just been just enjoying the show all the way from Milwaukee and is a friend of our station manager. And we want to make sure that we take the opportunity to thank our listeners again for joining us. We know it's late on so many different levels.
It's Friday morning in London.
It's Friday morning in London. Thursday night here in and I'm in Las Vegas, and then we have Milwaukee and Houston on the line and Reno. So we're just excited because we're all over the world and we can meet up like this, and nothing has to stop. Building relationships and building new networks don't have to stop. But we can build genuine networks that take us to make us better people in the future.
Yeah.
So let me see. Caller 2669, welcome. You're live on the air. Welcome, caller 2669. You're live on the air. Okay.
Hello.
This is what we're going to do. And sometimes people get a little, you know, frightened being on air. And so we just want to say thank you for calling in and listening. We hope that you're enjoying the show. We'll keep the lines open so that you all will be able to enjoy the rest of the show. Nana, I'm just excited to be able to meet Kindred Spirit. I feel like you're somebody that I grew up with the principles alone in itself. And so we want to take the time to be able to give you – do you have another book? If I'm not mistaken, you have another book, Nana?
The Power of Your Words is my first book, but the second one is in the writing. It's called Bigger Dreams. So it will come out by the end of the year, God's willing.
All right. See, projects continuous. You have the time now, being able, not traveling so much.
Yes, definitely, yes.
And hopefully that some of the time that you're getting up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, some of that time is used in your meditation where you can reflect and get that download and get your projects finished in a timely fashion with the excellence that is going into it. I wish you more and more and more success as you continue your journey. And we just excited, again, when we see people of positivity. Now with saying that, your children, you said, are your oldest is 18.
Yes.
How old are the ones to follow?
The oldest is 18, and then the second one is 17, and the third is 13, and the boy is 10.
So you have three girls?
Three girls and a boy, yes.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
And you look young.
Yes, I know. It's grace, and grace and peace, you know. It's grace and peace. I have a happy spirit.
Yes. And the thing about your spirit is that you project what it is that you want to see in this earth. And I believe that with when you become a mother and you get to raise children, especially when you're raising kids and they're going into the adulthood, it's just a different world.
Yes, it is. And, you know, just to chip in, I didn't grow up with a mom. I was raised by my dad. My mom was they were separated, but then my dad took us, and so he instilled something in us. So when I had them, well, it was a bit. I loved, you know, there's that motherly love, but then I wasn't connecting because I did not experience that. So I had to go on my knees and said, "God, help me," because they were kind of bonding with their dad and mom traveling and all over the place. And I said, "God, help me to know how to raise children," you know. And the spirit was helping me. He would say, "Okay, when you go home today, this is what you have to do." When you sit down and say, you know, I didn't know how to hug. You know, I had to begin to hug them and say, "Look, I love you. Mommy loves you." And, you know, I come back to the Spirit of God. He helped me. He helped me to be a good mother. He helped me to be a better wife and a better mother. So as humans, you know, if we let the Word of God guide us and you spend more time, as I said earlier on, that you've got to know Him for yourself and you spend more time in His presence, He teaches you. Because remember, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. So it's not just teaching you the Word, but teaching you in your daily walk in life itself. You know, and when you do that, that's when the calmness comes in, and you know, because you have somebody that is helping you to do the things that you ought to do, and it makes it beautiful. Like now, we used to pray, then we stopped because mommy was traveling all the time, and then the Spirit said you have to start letting them hold hands. You hold hands with them, and then you know we have Bible study time and prayer time, but hold hands with them and pray with them. So we started doing it again. I hold hands with them, and then I pray with them, and then I prophesy in their lives. So if you're a mother and you're listening to me, you know, I didn't have my mom, somebody laying hands on me and prophesying for me. So I am speaking great words into their lives. I'm speaking that they're going to be prosperous. They're not going to go through what mommy and daddy go through. You know, if we start speaking that into their lives, now they grow to be more better than we were, you know. But sometimes we forget all these things. We wait till when the crisis starts, then we start praying. But this is the time to pray for our children and pray for their families and pray for our children's children and things like that. It's very, very important.
So if I may, how are your children dealing? I know you said that they're home children. My children are the same way. They was collectively always together, three boys, they was always together. And so they learn how to be at home and govern themselves at home accordingly. But in these times where social distance is an order, you know, in a state of emergency order, it sometimes brings a challenge of anxiety. Are you seeing any challenges in any, not just in your children, but in any of the people that you're close to are challenged with trying to help their children face the reality of what we're living through? Because, like, so many are not graduating and so many, you know, had different plans, you know, social things. Are you seeing any experiences where children
or your children's friends experiencing any of those situations?
When it started, they had to, you know, schools had to close. We had to sit them down and tell them that this is what is happening, because the second one, who is just walking to the kitchen, you can't sleep. Oh, okay. You want to join in the interview?
Well, welcome, welcome.
She, as the second one, was finishing. She was going to write her GCSE and, you know, have her prom and all that. But now it's all canceled, so we had to sit and explain to them. So they're independent, so they're doing their own thing. The first one, who is, she's an actress, and she is still studying. She stays up and because she has to do her auditions and all that. So she is, as we're speaking, she is doing her blog and all that. So they I don't know, it would sound like, oh, is everything that positive in your home? Yes. You know, so far, so good. Thanks be to God. And then we call, I get my son plays football as well. So, you know, they have a group chat. And then once a while, we would just text and say, checking in on everyone, you know, just checking in on everyone, and everyone will respond. And those that I have their mom's number, we will call, and then he speaks to them and see how they are. So by God's grace, so far, so good, my dear.
Awesome, awesome. And we, you know, and it's like you said, when you raise up your children in a way where you talk to them in manners of being successful people, being disciplined people, being people of nurture, because you want your children to be able to reciprocate that which you give. You know, a lot of times, and I'll just have to say this for the record for myself, and maybe it's just the first time I'm hearing myself say it, that sometimes we do not give the acknowledgement that's due to our children's growth. And so we're concerned always about them and the decisions they're going to make, and sometimes it's not going to be good. I mean, it's just what it is.
Amen.
You know, the decision, and they have to learn, you know, the repercussions that come behind it. And so as you're giving them words of admonishment, and you're giving them words of healing and direction and power and that of authority, so that they can stand in this world against the wiles of the enemy, you know, that's laid up traps as soon as we walk out our door. With that, I don't know. I didn't raise girls. I raised some daughters. They weren't mine by birth. But, you know, there's a different connection, like you were saying, with you not having your mom there. The connection of the maternal connection wasn't there. And so you had to call on a higher power, a supernatural power, to be able to help you to be able to be the best that you can be, because in your natural state you weren't able to do. But with those words that you were able to conjure and speak, you gave power and life towards that energy. And I hope that's the message that people walk away with from your book, because that's truly the message that I'm walking away with.
Fantastic.
Hello?
I'd like to ask you a question. You and your mother was not close?
Yes, my mother and my dad separated when I was 2 years old. And so my dad raised me up. But now my mom is back in my life, but it's 40 years of not having her around. So I am building that. You know, building that relationship of getting to know her, you know. So I don't have any ill feelings or anything. It's just that 40 years gone, you know, of nothing. So, you know, well, she's in Ghana, so I call her. Even yesterday, I called her, left her voice message just to you know, check on her and see how things are, especially in this time that we are. So, yeah, but we building it. But it's not, you know, it's just not there. But she's still
but
my mom anyway.
The maternal
yeah.
connection. Yeah.
That's my maternal mom, yeah.
Yeah, and I can understand that. That's such a sensitive area, and Gigi, such an awesome question. Thank you so much for asking that, and
thank you
for being so transparent, Nana. Thank you for being so transparent with that. I know a lot of people are have those situations in real life all over the globe, and so being a parent now, being estranged from your mom, and knowing growing up as a young woman, you knew what you needed. And so some of the guidance I feel is that you give to your children, even though you're a world traveler, you're an international speaker and motivational mentor and a book author and just so many other things that you do and so many other hats and titles, you know, that you can put on at any second. And sometimes you have to put them all on at one time. So, you know, being a wife, being a mom, you know, and even, like you said, patching up the relationship or building a relationship with a mother that wasn't there and having the love and the peace in your heart to be able to accept that for what it is and appreciate that mom is still on earth.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That's
Amen.
You know what
Amen.
Gives me that power? When, if you're listening to us, you go read Proverbs 31:10-31. That's my spiritual vitamins. Wait,
I
speak it out. I
would
read
you please,
it to myself.
Would you please tell it to us?
Proverbs 31:10-31, which is the virtuous woman. And when you read that, you read it to yourself, you read it aloud, and you put your name there. So it says, I don't have my Bible. Let's see if I can
That's
have
okay.
so I can
That's
read
okay.
it aloud. You know, it talks about the virtuous woman. And when you read it to yourself, when you read it, make it a habit of reading it to yourself, whether
making it
it's
personal.
In the day or... Make it personal. And when you make it personal, I tell you, something will begin to happen in your life. Because as a woman, I am the president for our women ministry too at church. And so it's a who can find a virtuous woman? So I say to myself, who can find a virtuous Nana? So you put your name there and then you read it and you prophesy it into your life. And I tell you, you will see things manifest in your life, business-wise, being a mother, being a wife, being a woman in the community, being, you will see things will start to come alive in your life because all of us sharing on the platform, listening, we have something special, not just being in existence and just getting up, going and coming. And no, there is something that we all need to do to leave a mark on this planet. But sometimes we don't get people to help us to bring it alive. But you can bring it alive yourself. And when you make up that decision and start speaking those words into your life, there is nothing like you speaking blessings upon your life than sometimes waiting for the pastor or for a woman of God. Or you have to be your own prophet or prophetess. And when you start speaking these things into your life, then you will see that things will begin to align. And then God will start placing the people in your life, you know. You don't know me, I don't know you. But I was in L.A. and I spoke to Latrice and I said, hey, I'm in town and I've done the book, and look at us communicating today.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If I had not written the book, you and I would not be connected today. It's for a reason. I wouldn't be on your platform for another woman or another family or another guy or somebody listening to us today. And in all this conversation that we're having, at the end of the day, all of us would take, even if not in one thing, that will ignite something in us to be a better person tomorrow, to affect somebody tomorrow, and light and be the light of the world. And that is how it happens, through what we say to ourselves.
Such powerful words.
Truly, it sure is.
And I believe that, Nana, tell our listening audience how they can get hold of your book and what sites they're on.
It's on Amazon.com, The Power of Your Words by Nana Chercha. It's on Lulu.com. It's on Barnes and Noble's. It's on Kindle as well, and so if you have a tablet, it's on Kindle. It's on Apple Play, Apple Books and Google Play, and it's on eBay as well. So when you type in the Power of Your Words by Nana Chercha, you will get it online.
You guys, y'all heard it here on Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. We are having an exclusive interview with international speaker Arthur, First Lady, mentor, mother, I mean, phenomenal woman of God. When I heard about, well, when Latrice told me, oh, Nishan, we got an interview, I just got us an interview with Nana Church, and I'm like, okay, as soon as she sent me the bio, I went to reading. And I'm going to tell you, when I read, I skim through so that I don't get ahead of myself. Because sometimes in my mind, I play out the interview before, you know, before the interview actually happens. Kind of have a free rehearsal in my head. And because the spirits connect, when it's something that that draws your interest, and the power of your words, it's important to speak life into yourself. To speak heavenly good things to yourself, to believe in yourself, to trust yourself. A lot of times we don't know how to speak words of wisdom because there was no one there that supported us and taught us that mattered, that those words mattered. But they do matter. And I'm so grateful that I know that there's another mother here on earth. I'm not saying that it's not common, but I see so many things that are common, where it's more common to, like you said, Nana, to speak negative over our children, calling them dumb, stupid. You're just like this person.
Oh, yeah.
You never go. You know, it's so easy to say that, even about adults.
Yeah.
It's so easy to say. They ain't, Nana, we get real on this show, so I want to apologize ahead of time if you hear any profanity, because we will get lit on this show, but we will respect our guests as well. But I would say this to say that we want to change the dynamic of the words that we speak, because there is an ancient language, and it's being recognized now, that has confounded the world, and it's called Babel. And Babel now has an app, and if you are spiritual, you'll learn this language. It's of all types of language. It's made of all types of language. So I appreciate you being able to express yourself through your book, through the power of words, through the expression of being true to yourself, being true in your spirit to who your creator is. It makes a difference because a lot of people just don't have the voice or the articulation to be able to say the things that have been said tonight on this air, or this morning on air.
Yes. It's my pleasure. It's you know, I can't emphasize so much on words. I cannot emphasize. And if we, I'm not saying that, you know, that sometimes unconsciously you will say something. But then I come back to say, if the Spirit, if you have that relationship with the Spirit of God, the moment you're going to say a word, it will process, you know, you just don't get up and speak, right? It will process in the brain that, okay, I'm going to say this to you, and the Spirit says, okay, you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. And so if you just, I just tell people, just take a glass of water and drink it and swallow it back. You know, and then the Spirit will give you the right words to speak. I had a friend who actually he's our family priest. He forwarded the book. I used to call him and I said, "Father, how are you?" He said, "Oh, it's good. We are not dead yet." And I said, "Why do you always say that? Why do you always say we are not dead yet? Why you know?" And now he doesn't say. I said, "Say something different than saying we are not dead yet. Say something different and." Gradually, when I go, "How are you?" He's they say the power of your word, so we are alive and kicking, you know.
Yes.
So I make sure that people around me, I listened to last week, a lady was celebrating her birthday, and I called her to, you know, sing happy birthday. She said, I'm stuck in. I said, "Hey, can't you see what is happening around you? And if you live to see your birthday, you're going to complain." He said, "You're right." So I said, "Come on, let's sing happy birthday." So sometimes we also have to be the mentors to our friends and our family in the words, because we have to teach them, you know. And that's why I'm so campaigning for this book, because we also have to be alert of what is coming, what our friends are saying, what our family members are saying, what the children are saying. You know, the children, when they want to be grumpy, I said, "Be thankful, be grateful." You know, so when we start conditioning that, then it becomes part and parcel of us. So you see that automatically you become that person that when you open your mouth, it's blessings. It's just you are always being a blessing to people's life. You know, and so you want to be that person. That, when I'm around Nana, I take away something. You know, my spirit man is full. You don't want people to leave your presence and they are depressed. You know? So, but it takes a conscious effort. And so when you start doing it and you're doing it and you're doing it, now it becomes part and parcel of you, you know?
Wow. I don't even know what to say with that behind that, other than that's beautiful, because that's the truth. I see in so many cases where words can make a difference. You know, remembering how things affected you when they were spoken in ill manner, no matter what age you are, remembering how. It didn't feel good, or how someone didn't really know that the intentions of their words may not have made it to my heart, but the sound of the words that were spoken, it touched me, and it may have even scarred me. And when you tell people, I tell people, like, you have to teach people how to treat you. You know what I'm saying? From what I'm getting from everything from this call tonight, from this show tonight, is that we have to practice good behavior. And some of that behavior is in our vocabulary. It starts at home. And if you didn't receive, if you wasn't a recipient of being told that you're brilliant, that you're a genius, that you're gorgeous, that you're beautiful, if you wasn't a recipient of that, then you have to become that.
Yes.
That power force. Of words to speak life into somebody else, and as you said, just caring for another individual and the people that you're around. When they're around you, they know they have to change their language. You know, that's powerful.
Very
that's powerful.
And very, and if I'm allowed to read something from the book in page 34, it says, "I am." Is you say to yourself, "You are." I am the power of saying I am, and I am is God's name, as He said to Moses, "I am that I am." And He said that, "Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you." And saying that I am, because we are children of God, like your children have your DNA, or they have their dad's DNA, so you are that I am. So when you say to yourself that you are, you say, "I am beautiful," and "I am this or that," you ignite that spirit of God in you. And I said, so I put down a lot of the "I am," and I said, "I am who God says I am." You have to always tell yourself you are who God says you are, not who the world says you are, who the lawmaker says you are, but what the word of God says you are. I am admirable. I am affluent. I am active. I am amazing. I am astounding. I am lovable. I am remarkable. I am powerful. I am pleasant. I am light. I am debt free. These things, if you get the book, you get to read it. These I say to myself, and last year I put it out there, and I said, I will never be broke another day in my life. I am a multimillionaire. And a friend of mine inboxed me, and she was laughing. She laughed at me. She said, "Oh, please." You know, I said, "Really?" And when I launched my book, one night I took away 15,000 pounds. And I was telling my husband, I said, "We're going to have a good Christmas. We launched the book in October." I said, "We're going to have a good Christmas. This year everything is on me. I see it." I said, I even did a badge. I did a badge. I put it sometimes on my suit. The $1 million lady. You know, I am speaking to the universe. I am saying it. I am saying it. So when it happened, I texted, and I think she said, I said, "Send me your bank details. Let me sponsor you. Let me buy you lunch." You understand? Sometimes we say certain things, people will laugh at us. People will make mockery of us. But you know what you're saying. And you say it with passion. You say it unapologetically, because you are a child or a woman of God. And trust me, it works. You might not see it now, but you have to keep saying it. And you have to act it, you know. They say, I don't say fake it till you make it. It says faith it till you make it, you know. You have to say it's the power of, it says life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you will say is what you become. So we have to be mindful of our words. I just love this book. I just love it. Yeah.
Well, I haven't got a copy yet, but I'm definitely going to get a copy and send to a few people. I love it. I love anything that is inspirational, that is driven by passion of self-determination, that is driven by principles that are practical for anyone to pick up and apply to their lives, and being able to, it doesn't cost you anything to speak life into another person. A lot of times we just don't have the vocabulary because it's not in our community enough. Well,
as
Nana Churchill was saying, you know, you have to begin. There will be people that will mock you when you begin to declare certain things or speak certain things that haven't taken place yet. When you let your dreams be known, or your ambitions be known, sometimes there are people there. We used to call them dream killers or dream stealers.
Killers,
yeah, that was the language we used, and so I understand that, and being able to push through all of those obstacles. And sometimes they most people who don't have the faith to trust in the God that they chose to serve, they don't trust that His word is real, or that it is real and it can come alive in their life in today.
that they get so discouraged. It's called deferred hope. And so they begin to shame themselves, not speaking not speaking the words of wisdom of the proverb woman, but speaking that of one of pain. So we got to be careful. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for sharing your words of wisdom, your knowledge, your life. Oh, my God. It's just, it's amazing and that you're in L.A., that you back and forth, you know, in L.A. and then going home and just being able to travel and meet all kind of people all over the world and just having a universal language. That everyone will be able to pick up and understand. Change your word, change your mindset, change your words, and then those things will happen for you.
Thank
Nana Church,
so
international speaker. Oh my God, thank you so much for joining us all the way from London. We know that you could be asleep, so we appreciate you so much. And I know my listening audience is enjoying the show. Because I heard them, I have the mics open and I can hear everybody's little mumbles of yeah, amen, and you know, an agreement.
Thank you.
So you have some sisters that's following you now that will follow you until we no need to follow you any longer. But you have our support and you're welcome to come back anytime. Thank you so much again, Nana.
Thank you.
Church, for joining us and sharing such
thank
an inspirational
you so
part of your life. It's because I don't think it's all about the book. It's about your life. That's a journey, a transformation of humility. I haven't seen it very often in these days, but I truly do recognize it when I see it. And so I want to appreciate you for being just a kind spirit and caring for other people. It's truly a blessing
to
know you.
Bless you, my sister. Bless you. What's your name?
Nishan L. I am the host, and then we have Gigi Watson, who is the station manager. So we're just excited to have you and be able to share your story and the power of your words make a difference.
Thank you.
Now, before you to say whatever it is that you like to close out with, I want you to be able to share with the listening audience your inspiration, your hope for them as a they tune into the covenant, because I think the words is a covenant of either life or death. And so when they tune into that being able to hear it and see it and read it practically, then it makes sense that something that they can use and actually put into real application. So I'll give you the floor to speak.
Well, I'm so grateful that I came your way. I don't take it lightly because I believe it was ordained before the foundations of the earth. For me, anyone that crosses my path, whether through me being interviewed or me interviewing them and people listening, I know I don't take it lightly, because I know if one person takes something away this morning and this evening, it's going to change a life. And so I'm grateful for you having me on the show. And I want to close up, especially in this time that we're in, that you always have to create an atmosphere of victory for yourself and for the people around you. And you can find the words victory is mine in my book. And it says, victory is yours. Our fight is with weapons unseen. But sometimes our words can defeat the enemy. And I, when I came back from LA, end of February, I fell ill and it was bad. I thought I was going, but I was saying to myself, I shall not die. I shall not die. I will live to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living, plus taking my medication. But I made sure that I didn't say things that will contradict or contaminate, you know, what I was praying for my healing. And so the affirmation that goes with it is that every day I will create an atmosphere of victory. You create an atmosphere of victory in your home, where you are watching, where you are listening to, the music that we're playing, you know, invite and create an atmosphere in your home. So in our home, we play a lot of worship songs, not because even we are just practical people, not because that we my husband is a pastor, but that is our lifestyle even way before we went into serving the Lord and getting serious, if you know what I mean. And I say, I am more than a conqueror. You always have to tell yourself you're more than a conqueror, no matter what you're going through, no matter what. Even if you know you're, everything is beyond, you still tell yourself you're more than a conqueror. And I say, I refuse to submit to the battle that goes on in my mind. You know, the battlefield is the mind. Your mind, the enemy is telling you one thing. Oh, you know, there's no food to eat. You're going to lose your job and this and that. But you refuse to submit to the battle that goes on in your mind. Said, I will win in every area of my life. You always have to tell yourself you're a winner. You are great. Every day I look at myself in the mirror and say, Nana, you're going to have the best show in the whole wide world. The four corners of the world, people are going to find me. My destiny helpers are coming. I am a winner. When somebody goes, Nana, how you doing? I say, I am winning. I'm a winner. I am the best. And we see that people who have gone on to do great things, most of them say these affirmations. But you and I are blessed that we don't just say it for saying sake, but then we say it with the backing of the Holy Spirit, and we say it with the backing of the Word of God. That is the advantage that we that are believers have.
Yes.
You know, so from now onwards, what I want to leave with you is that before you open your mouth and speak, whether to yourself, to your family, to your children, to the people around you, to your business partners, be very mindful of it. And I know sometimes we want to joke, but then It's the every word, every single word is a spirit, is a seed.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as it comes out, it falls on the ground and it starts to germinate. And so we have to be mindful of it in everything. And the next, you know, till the end of the year and to whatever you're doing from today, start speaking victorious words. Start speaking that I am coming out, no matter what, whether we are in lockdown or whatever Wesley is saying, you know, I am coming out victorious. I am coming out a better person. But I will not lose my job. I will find a better job. Somebody will find me. And I am going to live the best of my life to the glory of God. And I tell you, God is going to do amazing things in our lives and our family's life for us to be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Amen. I think all of us were just sitting with, just like we was at school, and we was just, you know, it was nourishing. Thank you so much. I mean, I know that our listeners have been blessed by the words of our special guests, our special, not just our guests, but you have to understand that God give you people for your life, right? And Nana said that it's no coincidence. It's not by chance. This was designed, pre-designed before the foundations of the earth. And so these conversations have to take place in today's world, because today is where we're most effective. And so if you don't believe in yourself, which means that you're not connected, you don't have that relationship with your creator, with your God, then you need to search deep within yourself and ask those questions. Find worship. When I was raising my children, as they were young men growing up in my house, three boys, I had to keep worship music on. I had to keep worship music on. It was a necessity in my house.
Amen. Amen.
I hear what you're saying.
Testosterone is real, right? It's real.
Yeah,
and so then you're dealing with estrogen, and that's real, too. And so we can't ignore those natural things. So, Nana, thank you again for making those things so small, simple, that can turn into something so horrible. We talk about this a lot, Gigi and I. We talk about people with bad behavior running the world. And we talked about this 2 years back. We've been talking about it. And they throw tantrums and they get complacent with you, or they start tolerating you. When people tolerate you, they don't have a real passion for you. And so it can turn real evil. And that's when it becomes that thin line between love and hate. And so, you know, it's very vital to know the people that you are in commercial business with or in spiritual relationships with. And it really does matter. Like, I wouldn't allow my children to spend the night at people's house because I didn't like the way the parents would talk to their children. So,
yes, very important.
You are a true woman as in my own heart who would protect their young and make sure that they're covered under the words of the prophetess of the house. And as you said, we have to become these things in our homes as we become, as we grow up in life. We have to become the governor. We have to become the mayor. We have to become all these referees and on different titles. And we have to exercise our powers and authority. So I appreciate you so much. For sharing your wisdom.
Thank you so much.
Your honor.
You're welcome. You're
Nana Churchill, you guys, international speaker, woman of God, phenomenal woman of God, mentor, author of tell us the. I don't want to mistitle the book again, so I'll
it's
let you say
the.
It's
called The Power of Your Words.
The power
of
your words. And
yes.
I'm telling you guys, there is with her with. There's some other things that we want to talk about. So I want to give you all who came in a little bit late just a little background on Nana Church before we let her go for the day. And pray that you have a wonderful rest of the day. Words are food that nourishes the mind and soul, and those words can trigger sight for someone to see things they have never seen before, whether in themselves or in a situation or in their circumstances. The power of your words help to uplift the human spirit. One can upgrade his or her self-worth and cultivate charisma by affirmation and action. In this book, I hope to motivate and inspire as many people as possible to rediscover the value of positive words, rejuvenating the spirit and promoting worthwhile action. Words are the most powerful thing in the world. You can use this book of positive words to affirm yourself, family, or business daily. Whether you are a student, parent, worker, business, executive, pastor, or a senior citizen, this book can help you with your choice of words. This book will help you learn to value the gift of speech. Nana Churchill is an international talk show host, her own show, you guys, the Nana Churchill Show. Nana Churchill lives and Nana Churchill with an audience is in a unique platform for encouraging excellence and spreading positivity. She is an international speaker, mentor, a wife, and mother to four beautiful children. Her positive mindset, phenomenal attitude, and charisma draws and empowers, brings the best out of people. I really feel like there's no purpose to be around people unless you can bring out the best. Nana Churchill travels the world telling great stories of those she interviews as an inspiration to those who watch her show. With her signature, "You Belong at the Top." I love it. She aspires to help others discover and develop their God-given brilliance. In The Power of Your Words, Nana Churchill shows us the importance of speaking positively and affirming ourselves. Nana Churchill resides in London, UK. with her husband, Pastor Alfred Churcher, and their four children. I'm just amazed to know such a phenomenal woman and a phenomenal pillar in the community. And when you spoke about the proverb woman, I talk about the value of the book, seeing yourself in the value of the book. And a lot of people, they kind of, they don't get it. You got to walk that book in order to know what I'm talking about. So in order to walk that value of that book, to see yourself coming off the pages, and like you said, in your own, these are your signature words, you belong at the top. That is such a strong, right now, word, you know, for, and I'm gonna say it like this, with no apologies, for black women. I'm gonna just say, you belong at the top. And I just, I'm gonna use it for, because that's what it hit me when I first read it. You belong at the top.
You belong at the top, yes.
That's what that meant to me when I read it the first time. And again, I skim through things and I take out whatever grabs towards me is the message that I needed at that moment. And I take and I run with that. And I believe that this was a right now word. You belong on top. The power of your words is important.
Yeah. And this year I added, over the beginning of the year, I added, you were created for signs and wonders and belong at the top. So, yes, because all of us are created for something. God, he didn't just, my husband, I tell him that, you know, God took his time to create me. You know, I tell you, he created me very early in the morning, so he made me so beautiful. And then we laugh over it. You know, you have to just connect in that way. And I get to speak, I say, you're created for signs and wonders. You're created for something great. You're created to host this show, to be a blessing to people. Imagine if you're not doing this show. All of us will not be connected this morning or this evening or whatever time zone that we are. So we are all created in every area that you find yourself. So whatever one is doing, you do it with, you give it your 120%. You know, you, even if you're working for somebody, whatever you do, you give it your 120% because you're created for signs and wonders. You know, so maybe from today we have to change our attitude in everything that we do. And I tell you, when you do that, you become the best version of who you created to become. So now is you're created for signs and wonders and belong at the top. Because there's so much room at the top. All of us belong there, you know. Yeah.
So powerful. So powerful. You guys, it's been a wonderful, amazing. Usually we have a great show. And depending on the energy of each one of our guests, you know, depends on how we're able to articulate our expressed thoughts and feelings, and utmost gratitude for mankind, you know, because truly we know that we could not be here without one another. We know that we arrived at this moment together. You know, we didn't particularly have to go to bed at night by ourselves this day or wake up by ourselves this day. We woke up with a new collective, you know, unity across the world. And this is, you know, maybe the new norm, you know, and so we have to get acclimated to being able to do these things. And so are your children, before we let you go, are your children into with the things that's changing? Are they're creating new environments? I know you said your daughter, your oldest, is doing a blog. And if they're doing different things now that social distance is in place?
They're just minding their own business. We just having family time. Lois is still, you know, it's like they're still in school. They have to go to school online. So they log on and do their stuff. And one thing that we do is that we don't put pressure on them. We let them be. We're letting them become the individual human beings that God has created them to be and love what they do. So we didn't say you have to be this person or that person. So they're studying what they love, what they want to become in life. Every now and then we sit down and ask, what do you want to, who do you want to become? What's your dream? You know, we didn't have that. So the things that we've learned, we are making sure we don't make that mistake or repeat that mistake. And, you know, so in the day, like Lois is still studying, so then she's going to be sleeping in the day because she stays up late to do her blog. She tries to be ahead of the game, and she has to, because she's going to uni, so she has to audition to the schools and stuff. Esther is still, because they cancel the exam, they still have to mark them with the homework that they've given them. So she logs on in today and go to school. And Grace is the same. She is the articulator of the family. She's like everything on point. She's also going to year 8, so she's studying. But they love movies, so you study and then you get to watch your movies. And they're so close, so they so far there are no fights yet. So they all sit and agree and watch a movie. Jeremy gets to study a bit, and then he plays football. He's a footballer, so thank God we have a big garden. So he goes in the garden and train. Daddy's at home as well, so they play football a bit. Then he comes and studies a bit, and then he goes on his, you know, those boys with their games on the computer. He plays his games a bit, and then he goes back to football a bit, and then spends time with sister. And then we all sit down and have family time. So we all sit in the kitchen and then talk, and we get them to say what they want to say. And what we try not to let them be on social media too, but we letting them grow to be who they are. So I don't put their stuff out there. I think all of them are on just Instagram, and that's it. So once a while they go and Snapchat, you know, they show pictures with your friends, but then we limit it and let them grow as children in becoming adults and all that, then just let them be exposed to all these stuff in, you know, going on. So we just a knitted family, just chilling and having a good time.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys are getting to spend some time, much needed time together. If you're like any other American family, it's been very difficult and very what's the word I want to use? It's been very enlightening, intriguing to get to know one another. I've been working from home for some time and homeschooled my children before, way ahead of the game on the, you know, computer schooling, and it's not an easy
interesting
path, so I pray for all the parents that are now embarking on this journey with that transformation with brick and mortar schools and homeschooling, and the challenges that you face with the kids sleeping in during hours where they would normally be up. I know it's challenged, but also it's doable. If you you know, it's definitely one of those things that's doable. And I think that it allows us to kind of go back in time a little bit. You know, where parents had to be responsible for the education of their children. I love it.
Exactly.
And especially being a author, I can only imagine, like, my children would be doing, like, they would be so tired of me because they would be probably doing 60 words, you know, a week. If I had my way. It's like, get in that dictionary and learn 60 words. I want sentences and definitions. No, but it's important to come up with some type of curriculum that you add to your own children outside of what the school is giving them, because I've learned that through the homeschooling process is when my children learned the most, is that when I was inactive, even when I was active in their life, when they was in brick and mortar school, and I would go and I would do like lunch dates with them and so on, and I would shadow them through their school,
that's when they will perform the best. They were at their best because their parent was there. And so the importance of what you have now is so precious. I hope that you can, you and your husband and the children can grow in this atmosphere. Like you said, commanding your day, creating your atmosphere. I believe that's how you said it. I love that.
Yeah.
It's such powerful words you have. It's such an inspiration.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Such inspiration. Well, that's all, folks. I am going to respect the time that we were given. I'm going to appreciate it. I'm going to learn a little bit more about the inspirational Nana Churcher and on the Nana Churcher show. So I implore you to do the same.
yes.
But I want
and,
to say,
and if you're listening and you follow me, just send me a message so that I'll know that we connected from here and I'll respond. Yeah.
Please let people know that we're here, Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. I am your host tonight, Ms. Shawn L. and Gigi Watson, my station manager and co-host, and our guest that's on the air. We appreciate you so much for joining us, all the way from Milwaukee, California, and all the places that you're listening to us from, Houston, Reno, and from everywhere, and London. Let's not forget all the way over there in the UK. So thank you so much again. Thank you, and bless your husband, bless your family, bless the success
thank
of
you.
The book, and continue the work. Continue the work. It's much needed and much appreciated, and we appreciate you for all that you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Have
thank you for having me.
Great day.
Morning.
right.
And have a good night. I tell my friends in LA when we text, I would say good morning, good night. So have a good night, and I'll have a good morning.
Right. Be well. You guys, you know what you've been listening to, where you've been listening, tuned in to, Mind Blowing Decisions. I am your host. I am Shawn L. I love you guys. More love to you. Have a wonderful and peaceful day wherever you are in this world. Wherever you are in the world. And Gigi is saying she is signing off for the night. You guys, be blessed.
And thank you for my friends for calling and for listening.
Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I love you, girl.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Have a good night.
Okay.